You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're checking in on an addiction hotline that was launched a year ago in Wisconsin with funding from a federal grant. It works to connect people with nearby addiction services. We're seeing how this resource is being used at the one-year mark. Have you called 211 to help find addiction treatment services? Did you find what you were looking for? Have you struggled to find addiction treatment services in your community? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in. Rachel Gundacker is director of the United Way of Dane County's 211. Rachel, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So how often did people call the hotline during its first year?
Sure. So in 2018, we had nearly 6,000 calls into the helpline.
Is that number higher or lower than what you had expected?
I think it's about what we were expecting. I think we weren't really sure what to expect when we started out with this project. But I think that number is tracking pretty much where we thought it would be.
Are your hotline workers, is your staffing able to keep up with the demand of what you see and the fluctuation, I would assume, of calls?
Certainly, these calls take a little longer than our average 211 call. They're a little more involved, more complex, more complicated. But I think that it's what we were expecting when we were looking at how we were going to staff the helpline. So everything seems to be tracking pretty normally, and the average call length is about what we're thinking it would be.
Now, are the helpline workers, are they mental health or addiction professionals, or who are these people on the other
sure.
side of the call?
So they're actually just our 211 specialists with a little additional training. So our 211 specialists normally have about 40 hours of training in order to take calls. And then this addiction work, we had an additional about 20 hours of training. But the cool thing with the addiction helpline is that along with that extra training, we also have additional site visits that we do to agencies. We have in-services. We have ongoing training and monitoring. So a lot of the work we do handling those addiction recovery calls are supplemented with some additional training throughout the year.
And so with these calls, people are not receiving counseling or support through the hotline. They are getting the intervention. They are getting the resources where they should go to.
Exactly. So it's a starting off kind of like a jumping point for folks on their path towards recovery. So what we do is we do sort of a general assessment of the person's situation, what they want, what their, ideas are for what their recovery will look like. And then we try to match them with services that can help. So then the caller would connect with those resources. And then if they opt in, we would follow up with them about a week after the initial call just to see how things went, see if they need additional resources, make sure that the plan that they had when they originally called is still the plan that they want going forward.
So you actually do follow up with these calls as well?
We do, yep. So we ask most callers, most just depending on if it's an appropriate call to follow up with, if that's something they're interested in. Because I think people want to know that somebody cares about their recovery. And if they don't have somebody in their immediate circle, that can sometimes be us.
How often is the hotline able to refer people to services that are near where the caller is?
Most times. So a lot of folks who, especially folks who have Badger Care or are uninsured, their county office is going to be the place they would go to get their initial assessment. So most people we can refer to within their county. Sometimes people don't want to be within their county, though. Sometimes folks want to get out, kind of fresh start. So in those cases, we would look for other services in perhaps neighboring counties.
What kind of addiction services are available around the state, throughout the state?
So every county has some kind of assessment that folks would go through. And that's generally the first step towards recovery, is to meet with somebody, talk about what's going on, and then have a professional determine, what next steps are appropriate. Might it be an inpatient service, an outpatient service? It really can just depend on the drug somebody is using, or how often, how they're using. All of those factors really weigh into that.
We're talking with Rachel Gundacker. She's director of the United Way of Dane County's 211, and this is the hotline that has been up and running for a year. We're checking in on the resource. You can join in. Have you or a family member struggled with drug or alcohol addiction? How did you go about finding help? Who did you call? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in. Rachel, which services are more rare or more harder to connect patients with access to?
I think one of the areas that we struggle is if somebody needs perhaps financial assistance to help pay for a treatment. A lot of times we try to look within somebody's insurance plan. So if they have perhaps BadgerCare or a private plan, we would try to work with them to make sure that we're connecting them with the service that would be covered by their insurance, because there aren't a lot of resources that will help with private pay.
I know you do the follow-up, but is there any other type of interaction with the caller or the treatment that you sent them to make sure that they made that next step, that next call?
So in some cases, we would do what we call a warm handoff or a warm transfer. If somebody is in immediate danger, we would certainly do a warm transfer to the appropriate emergency contact.
And when you say warm transfer, what do you mean by that?
That means that we would place the caller on hold, make a call out to an agency that we think is appropriate. It could be another hotline. We talk to that person on the other line, explain the situation, give them all the information they need about the caller. We bring the caller in, and then once they start having a conversation, then we leave the call.
I see. How often does that happen?
It's not terribly often. Okay. It's not too often.
What information are you normally asking from the callers when they call?
So we would ask just basic demographic information. How old are you? For women, we would ask if they were pregnant, because that can sometimes determine a different course of treatment. We ask what they use, how often they use, if they have insurance, like I had mentioned. And then just we ask them to tell us what's going on. Just tell me a little bit about what's going on. And then they
just talk.
Just talk. Just tell me about your situation. Because a lot of what we do is listening. And we'll make a referral. Oftentimes we'll make a couple referrals. But we're really just an ear for somebody who's going through something really hard.
You know, we've had so many conversations here about the opioid crisis, how to go about helping that crisis and addressing it. As you have seen addiction through the hotline, what do you make of the opioid crisis and how we approach it in Wisconsin?
I think before we started doing this work, if you would ask me what is one thing I would wish there were in Wisconsin, I would have said, I wish that if somebody were to call us looking for addiction treatment, that we would be able to tell them where to go and they could get in today. And I think we're making a good effort towards that. And I think a lot of people can, if not get into treatment that exact day, they at least can have a plan to get into treatment. But I would still like that. I would still like that. Get
the
in
immediacy,
in one day.
Mm-hmm. Because when someone is asking for help, they need it like now.
Yeah.
Help.
And we want to capitalize on that motivation. You know, if somebody is motivated in this moment, let's encourage it. Let's make sure that they get into the treatment they need.
What other kinds of services can people receive from calling 211?
Sure. So just 211 in general, information and referral, sort of our bread and butter is those basic needs. So things like access to healthy food, if you're having a tough time paying rent or your utilities, getting connected with a caseworker perhaps. Right now we have a lot of Thanksgiving baskets and Christmas toy questions. It's seasonal. It depends on a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Rachel Gundacker is director of the United Way of Dane County's 211. By the way, you can find a link to the statewide addiction hotline's website on our program page at WPR.org. Coming up, we look at election security and how Wisconsin is doing. Are you concerned about the viability of voting machines after past attempts to interfere with state systems? How are you feeling? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.